The ballroom of a New Orleans Hilton was packed with reporters in town for the Society of Environmental Journalists Conference.
You can interrupt the speech for Marcellus.
Jeff Morrell stepped to the podium.
Thank you for that introduction, Mark, and thanks to the Society of Environmental Journalists for...
Morrell's the spokesperson for British Petroleum, otherwise known as BP, and he wanted to share a new narrative about the 4 years that have passed since the oil spill.
That the apocalyptic forecasts of the death of the Gulf, the coastal economy, indeed, the unique way of life here did not come to pass.
Morrell quieted the reporters. Going on the offensive, he cross-examined media coverage that predicted long-term environmental damage along the Gulf Coast.
The oil didn't make it to Tampa, let alone the beaches of Normandy. Gulf shrimp landings didn't take generations to rebound. They quickly returned to pre-spill levels. The spill didn't strike out Louisiana's brown pelicans.
Morrell asserted that a naturally resilient coast and a quick-acting BP team saved the day. Reporters didn't agree.
And I'm going to challenge you a little bit on what you said there, on 2 points that go together. And
the following morning, news hit that BP's viewpoint wasn't shared by the U.S. District Court judge in charge of the case either.
It's a long-awaited ruling. On Thursday, a federal judge said that BP's willful misconduct and gross negligence led to the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history.
By electing to charge BP with gross negligence, federal judge Carl Barbier opens the company up to as much as $18 billion in new civil penalties. The energy giant has already spent $28 billion in settling claims and cleanup costs. One of the plaintiffs in the BP case was the federal government. United States Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says she watched the ruling closely.
As a plaintiff in that case, we were happy to see the strength of his ruling. We also know that the wheels of justice move slowly and that these are very complicated cases, and BP has already said they're planning to appeal.
Instead of relying on litigation, Secretary Jewell says she'd like to see more mitigation from the energy companies working in the Gulf. Specifically, inserting coastal protection and restoration measures as preconditions to activities like drilling for oil. She says a healthy marsh helps them plan, too.
Companies look for clarity and certainty. They want to be able to develop. They want to know the time frame. And I would say that mitigation is an important cost of doing business that they understand. So if we can make that predictable for them and we can make their dollar for mitigation go farther by hitting areas that are really, really important for a variety of reasons, then I think we both win.
Natalie Perrinen is with the D.C.-based nonprofit Environmental Defense Fund. She's the science policy director for Mississippi River Delta Restoration. Instead of appealing the court ruling, Perrinen says BP should set an example by making that money available as soon as possible.
Pay the fines. To understand the damages that was caused by their actions, their grossly negligent actions, and to pay the money for restoration and get it moving and get it started so that they really truly will make it right in the Gulf.
Perrinen's hoping some of BP's billions in claims and fines will help fund Louisiana's 2017 Master Plan for Coastal Restoration. She helped draft the $50 billion plan and says oil companies should support it.
Some oil and gas are really starting to understand, and they're going to continue to evolve as the effects of climate change on their infrastructure, the effect of land loss on their infrastructure, that pipelines are exposed, their risks are getting higher. And so they need restoration just as much as everybody else does.
Last week's ruling placed 67% of the blame for the Macondo well explosion on BP. 30% went to Transocean, and Halliburton, which recently announced a $1 billion settlement for its part in the disaster, was responsible for the remaining 3% of the damages. The federal trial includes three phases. Judge Barbier has yet to rule on the amount of oil spilled into the Gulf, part of a second phase of the trial that happened last fall. The third and last phase will begin in January 2015. That ruling pertains to penalties related to the Federal Clean Water Act. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.